everyone. This is Bev Marshall here, and I've had the honor and privilege of being married to Drew Marshall for almost 20 years. 12 of the best years of my life. Have you ever noticed just how sensitive of a man he is?
I was crying with him when he was crying because...
Hold on. We were crying. We're men here.
He may not know how to fix stuff around the house, but at least he knows women's fashion.
Is it the way women are dressing? I mean, I know I'm going to be labeled sexist by even suggesting this. You know, we can wear whatever we want. Well, I got to tell you, there's a lot of skimpy-looking stuff out there.
I know he thinks he's Dr. Phil and genuinely seems like he understands us women.
Women seem to be driven more by emotions than men do, and men tend to be a little bit more analytical. And I'm not a sexist jerk, so don't write me emails saying I hate women or something like that.
Don't worry, ladies. I've trained him well.
Driving, turning your radio down, and talking on the phone. You must be a woman, because a guy couldn't do all that.
So if you're looking for sound professional guidance, well, there's always the guest he interviews. Tune in Saturdays between 1 and 5 for The Drew Marshall Show, right here on Joy 1250.
Our next guest, I've been looking forward to this for quite a while. This young man, Connor Rayburn, is known best for his role as Jim Belushi's son. And according to Jim, Connor has also had a guest spot on an episode of Monk, appeared in the movie Big Mama's House 2, and has appeared in an episode of Cold Case, The Offender. I just finished, from what I understand, filming Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. And Connor is currently involved in a project with John Travolta and Mork and Mindy. What was his name again? Robin Williams, that's right. So joining us all the way down from, well, actually, I'm not quite sure where they're at right now. Are you guys in Las Vegas?
Actually, we're in Castaic, California.
You're in California. Did you see that, Connor? You picked right up on it. Your dad was about to answer, and way to go, man. Way to just get right in there. How far is that from the studios where you work at, Connor?
Like an hour.
An hour? Wow. So do you have to drive an hour into the studios every day?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of cars and traffic jams and stuff?
Sometimes?
Yeah, I remember when I used to live in California, I used to just absolutely hate the traffic. Also joining Connor is his dad, Brian. Brian, thanks again for your time.
Thank you for having us.
If I understand things right, you work in the air conditioning business.
I used to.
Okay, and now you don't really need to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Exactly. I do some management of some of the acting kids.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Connor, how old are you?
8.
8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do when you turn 16?
Act.
You want to keep acting? Well, that's good. How about getting a driver's license and driving? Do you want to do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think your mom will allow you to drive a motorcycle? Would you ever want to drive one of those?
No.
No. Maybe. They're pretty unsafe, aren't they? They're scary. Tell me about your big brother, Chris.
Well, my brother, Chris, is in the football. He's on a team.
Is he big?
Well, he's tall.
Is he tough?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever wrestle or fight?
No.
You're always nice to each other, huh?
Yeah.
Good answer, by the way. What do you want to be when you grow up? I mean, do you want to be an actor for the rest of your life?
Maybe like a director or a producer or something like
nice.
That.
Nice.
Something bigger.
Nice. When Ron Howard retires, you can take over his spot, right?
Yeah. What?
Connor,
or Michael Berger.
Oh, yeah. Nice call. Good call. Connor, what's your favorite TV show right now?
The one I'm on.
Do you have another TV show that you really like?
I like watching Disney Channel and something like that.
There's a lot of good shows on the Disney Channel, isn't there?
Yeah.
And I understand you love riding your bike.
Yeah.
Do you head out with your boys and do you ride somewhere on your bikes with your friends?
Like we would ride down to our big hill or something.
Nice. How big is the hill? Tell me about the hill.
Oh, it's like...
Is it huge?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty big.
Is it scary?
No, not too scary.
When we were little, Connor, my friends and I used to ride our bikes down this hill called Suicide Hill, and it was just so scary. I mean, kids would crash at the end of the hill on their bikes, and they hit trees and rocks. It's nothing like that, though, right? Your hill?
No.
Whew,
no.
That's good.
It's just like a big grass hill.
Right. What about swimming? Do you like swimming?
Yeah, I'm actually going to try taking swimming classes.
Ah. See, I'm not a good swimmer. I swim like a rock.
I swim pretty good.
Do you?
I'm learning how to float right now.
Ah, that's a skill, let me tell you right there. I know many people who just can't, they can't do that. What about baseball?
Well, I used to be on a team. I used to play T-ball.
T-ball?
And what was the team? It was, I forgot what the team was.
That's okay.
Yeah, but I used to play t-ball.
So if you had a choice, if your mom and dad said, you can do one thing right now, you can play baseball, you can go swimming, or you can ride your bike, which one would you pick?
I would pick swimming.
Swim.
If it was a hot day.
Yeah. Or, you know what you could do? You could find a hill that kind of goes off into a pond, and you could combine bike riding and swimming at the same time.
Yeah, and you could throw a football in the pond and try to catch it.
There we go.
And you can try to hit the football out of the pond.
You are sharp. Hey, tell me, who is Lucy?
Oh, that is my grandma's dog.
Is it a Chihuahua?
Yeah.
Does it bark a lot?
No, not much.
No, when it barks, does it sound like this?
No, it's a little
quieter, a little softer.
Yeah.
And is it a friendly dog? Is Lucy a nice dog?
Yeah, yeah. And we also have a pet.
You have a cat. What's the name of the cat?
Snowball.
Snowball. That's nice. Is it black?
White.
Oh, okay, white.
And he's standing right next to me.
Oh. And does Snowball like to come and play with you, or does Snowball like to go off by...
He chases me.
He does, huh?
Yeah.
That's a cool cat. If you can get a cat to chase you, that's cool. Now, listen, I don't want to bring up something sad, but I want to ask you what happened to Boo Boo.
Oh, I think Boo Boo was Chris's. Yeah, Yogi was mine.
Yogi was yours and Boo Boo.
My brothers, I forgot to lock up the cage, so our hamsters got out. And somehow, Chris's hamster...
Boo Boo.
Yeah. Somehow got out of the house.
Oh.
And Yogi got stuck in this couch.
Uh-oh.
And he's still in there, probably dead.
Oops. No. Is that sad?
A little.
It sounds kind of exciting in your house.
Yeah. And we used to have another pet named Wolfie.
Wolfie.
He was a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, what happened to Wolfie?
He got ran over by a car.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad. I remember my dog got hit by a car once. Actually, my dog was so dumb he ran into a car. How bad is that? Do you have chores to do, Connor?
Yeah, like I have to clean my room.
Oh, bummer.
And dust my TV or something.
Oh, you got a TV?
Yeah.
Is it a huge one or just a normal one?
Just a normal.
Oh, that's cool. And out of all your friends, out of all your best friends, who do you like to hang out with the most?
Well, I only have one best friend. Actually, three.
Okay.
I would like to hang out with Brett.
With Brett?
He's my first.
He's pretty cool?
Yeah.
That's
cool.
And
he's the same age as me, and he goes to the same school.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
We're next to each other in classes.
Oh, that's good. You sit near each other, do you?
No, like, he's in one class and then I'm on the other class.
Oh, okay. Huh. Hey, listen, when you went to acting school, do you remember going to acting school?
Yeah.
What did they teach you there?
They did mirror things and like, monologues or something like that.
Wow. I can't even say monologue. Monologue. Wow. Monologues and mirrors.
Yeah.
Huh. And who do you have the most fun with on the set of According to Jim?
These two girls named Taylor and Billy.
Oh, they're crazy girls.
Yeah.
Are they fun?
Yeah, they're fun.
Do they ever bug you?
No, sort of.
Because yeah. girls are supposed to bug you. I think that's why God made girls, just to bug us.
Yeah.
And do they have braces?
Well, they used to.
Not anymore.
No. Like the last two seasons ago they had them.
Does it ever get boring on the set?
No.
Like, don't you just kind of sit down sometimes and wait and wait and wait and...
Well, I have school to do, so...
Oh.
And after that, I just play around or something.
I wonder if they'll ever let you bring a paintball gun to the set. Do you think that would be fun? Maybe sneak up behind Jim and give him just a little bang. right in the backside? That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm getting someone in trouble.
Yeah.
Have you ever forgotten your lines, Connor? Like when it comes time to do your lines, can you remember them all the time?
Well, like last week I sort of, but it was like a run through.
Oh yeah.
I sort of just messed up a little.
And are you able to just sort of say line and someone reads it out to you?
No, I don't do that.
No.
I just try to remember it as best as I can.
That's for amateurs, people who say line, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, are you working on another movie now?
Actually, I was. Its name is Old Dog.
And who's in that movie? You are, and who else?
And Ella Blue Travolta, and John Kelly, and Robin, and Seth Green, and all those other stars.
Wow, that's a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
Tell us about your character in this new movie.
Well, Zach likes to make up lists.
And you play Zach?
Yeah.
And you would make a list up of what? What would be like, on the list?
What? Because Robin has never had kids before.
Robin Williams?
So he doesn't know what to do, so we make a list of all the things we want to do.
That sounds good, to help him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is there a bad guy in the movie? It's probably John Travolta, isn't it?
No.
No?
Well, Seth Green in the movie is sort of mean to us in the movie.
What a jerk.
But not in real life.
No, okay. Well, he's nice in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, if you had to choose one word to describe Robin Williams, what word would you use to describe him?
Funny.
Funny. I thought you might have said hairy.
Nah.
He's pretty hairy, isn't he?
No, he's not too.
No? He must be waxing these days. What word would you use to describe John Travolta?
Funny.
He's funny too?
They're both funny.
What about Jim Belushi?
Funny.
They're all funny.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, Connor, do you wear that cross around your neck every day?
On Friday nights, I have to take it off so it doesn't reflect off the light on, according to Jim.
Oh.
But besides that, I wear it every day.
Why do you wear it every day?
Because I got it because I love God.
That's cool. That's a good idea. Why do you love God? I mean, sometimes people they don't even know God is there. And yet, Connor, you love him.
Yeah, because he's the one who brought me onto this earth, so.
You know, someone told me, Connor, that you actually like going to church.
Yeah.
Really? Do they do cool stuff for the kids in church?
Yeah, we like do games and get candy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's always good when you can get candy.
And we have Bible races where you try to find up a verse in the Bible.
Do you know any Bible verses? I have a hard time remembering Bible verses.
Well, here's one. I think it's from Revelation 3:20.
Okay.
Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20.
That was awesome. Good job. Oh, my goodness. Man, you are so good at that.
And I'm trying to learn some other ones now.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, listen, Connor, I don't want to take all your time because it's Saturday, and if it was me, I'd want to be out playing.
Yeah, well, I have to go to my brother's football game, so.
Oh, good. Well, can I talk maybe to your dad just for a little bit?
Okay.
All right. Well, Connor, you know what? Thanks for making us laugh on TV, and I think I really like the way you act. You're very, very good at it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, bye, Connor.
Bye.
Brian, you still there, I hope?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, man. Boy, that is some kind of kid, I tell you what. It must be, every parent's proud of their kids, but my goodness. You got two boys, and they both want to get into the acting stuff, or they both are in it?
Well, actually, what originally got us into all this acting and going to the acting school is when we moved from Tennessee to Las Vegas, my oldest son, Chris, became shy.
Hmm.
So, you know, we asked friends how did we could possibly get Chris out of his shyness, and some people said, well, put him in karate, you know, that'll help build self-esteem and stuff. But I really wasn't much into the karate, and one day while I was, you know, working, doing my air conditioning, in my work truck, I heard a commercial for an acting school. Part of their little spiel was, you know, if your kids are having self-esteem issues, getting up in front of classes, this may be something for you to try. So I went home, I talked it over with Gina, my wife, and we decided, okay, our kids are as good as anybody else's kids. Let's take them to the audition and see how it goes. So the kids had 2 minutes on Saturday to show the casting directors that they either had some talent or it really wasn't a thing for them to get into. So Chris actually got accepted to the school. It was a tuition-based school.
Mm-hmm.
Connor, for whatever reason, on Saturday was shy.
Oh.
So they asked us to bring the kids back again on Sunday. And they had a 30-minute more in-depth interview if they liked them on Sunday. Connor was acting his normal self on Sunday, and they couldn't believe it was the same kid. So, you know, we tried explaining to him on Saturday, you know, Connor's normally not shy, normally he's outgoing. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it was the camera or the new people or what the deal was, something, you know, wasn't right. It wasn't the situation just wasn't right for him. So, like I said, Christopher got accepted, and approximately a month after that, Connor got accepted to the school as well. And Connor just basically started booking different commercials. He booked a national commercial for Net Zero, and then he started doing According to Jim, and just everything just started falling in line.
That's amazing. Now, I got to ask you, Brian, I mean, you know, one of the reasons you're on our show today is just how the spiritual side of everything kind of connects with the whole acting thing here and your journey over to L.A. And, I mean, you guys are, you know, probably church-going people. Is that about right?
Exactly.
Brian, do you think God had anything to do with this direction in your children's life?
Well, he had, and it's hard for somebody to realize what plans God has for them in the future.
Right.
But he does everything for a certain reason. You know, humans in general, I guess, they look at things, okay, I want something to happen now, but it's not your timing that God's worried about. He worries and does things in his own time when he sees that it's appropriate.
Yeah.
So you know, you got some people that, you know, well, say go out for a job interview. It don't work out for whatever reason. Well, God's got a reason why it didn't work out. It's hard for us to see what the reason is, because you may want to do the job real bad, but God sees that there's something bigger and better on down the road. So he puts certain stopping points in your life like that, just to, you know, to test your faith and stuff out.
Well, Brian, looking back on this whole journey to Hollywood with both of your boys, really, but obviously we're talking about Connor today, can you see, in hindsight, can you see God's hand in all of this? Like, can you see certain turning points?
Well, you look at it, you know, we moved, I used to do the commercial air conditioning, so a better opportunity came up in Las Vegas, so we moved all the way across the U.S., basically, for this opportunity. You know, I happened to be in my truck when this commercial came on. You know, I could have, you know, for whatever reason, been out of my truck when this particular thing happened. Mm. And I would have never even heard the commercial. But for whatever reason, I was in the truck. I heard it. It stuck in my head. Because I'm like most people, you don't want to just waste money. And, you know, a lot of things, you know, are hoaxes. But for whatever reason, this stuck in my head. I went home, talked to my wife, we decided to do it, and, you know, we never had a second thought that it would ever turn out like it did for us, but, you know, the only thing I can say is, you know, God had to have a hand in it.
It is an amazing story. Is Hollywood a little weird, though, for you? I mean, you guys are just regular folks from the Nashville area, about 40 clicks outside of Nashville, is that right?
Yeah, we was about 40, 45 minutes outside of Nashville towards Memphis.
Okay, all right. So, and then you didn't make Las Vegas might have been weird enough, let alone Hollywood.
Yeah, it was, you know, going from Tennessee to Las Vegas, it was as different as night and day. And then even moving from Las Vegas to California was still a big culture shock.
How does the family stay level? I mean, this is big stuff that's happening in your life.
Exactly. You know, we just, anytime obstacles you know, approach us. You know, we pray about them. You know, and I'm bringing up the, you know, the God's timing thing again. You know, we may want to answer now. You know, he may send you small hints to give you his idea of what he wants you to do. And, you know, but it's basically it's a prayer thing. You know, you pray on it. When God sends you the sign, you know it's what you either need to do or what you don't need to do. If he throws a roadblock in, you know, it was something you didn't need to do.
You know, it's good to hear your story. I really appreciate your time. I'm sure you guys do a lot of interviews, but it's encouraging for the rest of us to hear. You know, I hate to kind of keep harping on this, but I have so much admiration for you folks, just simply because you're just like the rest of us. You weren't sort of born into this Hollywood frenzy with a silver spoon in your mouth. You know, actually, No. You remind me a lot of the Camerons, Kirk and Candace Cameron's parents.
Exactly.
They just are such down-to-earth people, and I think that's probably one of the reasons that Kirk and Candace have turned out so level-headed throughout all these years.
Well, that's something that we instill into Connor is you know, he needs to stay grounded because they're, you know, you hear the stories about the kids that get into the acting and all of a sudden the fame and fortune goes to their head, and before you know it, they're not doing it anymore, or they go down the wrong path that they shouldn't have went down. So, you know, we just try to stay grounded, you know, let, you know, Connor's well aware of where he got his talent and ability. You know, it's all from God. So, you know, when you start abusing it and thinking that it's all because of you, then you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, you're kidding yourself, really, too,
exactly.
Aren't you? Yeah. Well, look, Brian, all the best, mate. I appreciate your time and your level-headedness, and I really hope God protects you from the goofiness that surrounds this industry.
Well, so far he has, and I see no reason why he won't continue doing it.
Oh, that's great. Thanks again, and say good day to Connor for us, will you?
Okay, thanks.
Take care, man.
Hi.
Bye-bye. Connor Rayburn playing Kyle on According to Jim. All right, a short break on our show. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the one and only Tommy Hunter. Do you remember him? Canada's country gentleman. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Oh, baby.